from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. This is what the left does now. Kamala launches her campaign. She's got to, used to be they do these things, we'd launch them with a prayer. Now that you have to go on RuPaul's Drag Race show. Can't launch the Olympics without mocking Christ, who, you know, transgender folks. This is an upside down religion. Right? Look at the Grammys. Satanic opening there. You're beginning to see this. Satan has to get the nod at the ceremony. Why? I don't know. They're liberals. By the way, the Olympic Committee has not commented on the scrotum yet. I'm still waiting for that. Texter writes, Tara, don't miss the point about the Olympics and other similar assaults. They were not mocking Christians. They were mocking Christ. We're just collateral damage. By the way, folks, did you go to church yesterday? Did you go to church this weekend? A lot of you go to church. Here's the test. Did your minister, priest, rabbi, they're coming for Jewish folks too. Well, they're coming for them first, actually, really, if you've watched the last 6 months in this country. Chosen people, all of that. They're coming for them. Did your church, did your minister, did your whatever denomination you are acknowledge this? Did they? Did they talk about it? Was it mentioned? Was it mentioned from the pulpit? I'd love to know. And if it was, would you text me the name of where you go to church? Because where I go to church, it was ignored. We failed. If you can't address this satanic display before the entire world, your church is part of the problem. And I'm going to leave with that because mine is probably part of the problem. I was outraged by that this weekend. Because we need to catch one part of this. We need to understand something. This was not just an in-your-face sexualized display that was so outrageous it couldn't be shown to children because, again, the bisexual threesome at the beginning of it, the dangling scrotum in the middle of the Last Supper, they're coming for us. This is what this is. They are coming for us. Make no bones about it. Texter writes, Stone Station Baptist Church. So you're saying that was mentioned. If this was not mentioned, you're lost. Need to find a new church. I think I maybe need to find a new church after this weekend. You are completely lost. There was nothing else. That right there, if that played in your home, you should cleanse your home. It was that evil. The Garden Church in Chesney, South Carolina discussed it. Folks, because if our ministers are not saying, our priests are not saying, our rabbis are not saying, it is not good enough to turn off the Olympics. You have to vote. They are coming for us. A day is coming where if you pull into the parking lot of this church because of geofencing, you'll find on Monday you can't go shopping because your accounts don't work. That day is coming, folks. And there's one way to stop it. Vote. Not just you. Take every other Christian you know, we cannot stay on the sidelines anymore.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.